Hello, baddies and laddies, and welcome back to the Princess Pear Podcast. I am, of course, your lovely host, Miss Princess Pear. How are you guys doing today? I'm doing, to be honest, you know when you are, like, super stressed, and then, like, the stressor is over, so, like, you're not feeling stressed anymore. So usually I would feel like I have, like, a weight lifted off of me. Now I'm just still, like, stressed, but I'm not exactly sure why I'm stressed. And because I had this exam today, which I was, like, I had just, like, spent a long time studying for. And you know when, like, you do a long time studying and you're, like, I'm just gonna be so frustrated if, like, I don't, you know, get this right or blah blah blah. And so I took the exam today, and I thought it went pretty well, but also, like, you know, there's some classes where you can feel like it did well and yet, like, you're still like, oh, not sure, like, I thought I knew the information, but, you know, it's anyone's guess. That's kind of how I'm feeling right now. But again, like, and I think that's the thing, is, like, with tests like that, I go straight to, well, because I don't know how I did, I obviously did bad. There is just as much of a chance that I did well. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not. I went back, checked my answers. Like, there's nothing I could see that I was like, oh, definitely got that wrong. You know what I mean? Anyways, all that college stuff. I'm glad to have it be over. I feel like I'm calm. I'm at peace. I'm gonna get some chicken tenders after this to reward myself, because you know a little treat sometimes. My little treat was I have a cup of like hot chocolate powder that I got from the dining hall. I got a cup and I put the hot chocolate mix in it, and then I get up there to put hot water in it, and the hot water is gone. Like, there's no hot water in either of, like, the two, you know, big things you get hot water from. So I was like, oh, okay, fine, like, I have to go to class anyways, whatever. So I think I just put the cup in my backpack and, like, continued on with my day. But, like, now I don't have, like, any milk or anything to put in it, and, like, because it's, like, a disposable cup, I don't know if I should just put water in it and then, like, heat it up. I don't know. The whole idea of making hot chocolate is because they have hazelnut creamer in the dining hall, and that's really good to put in hot chocolate, I think, at least. Because if you're gonna, because, like, I will be honest, I more often put water in my hot chocolate than milk. But then also, like, I'll do, like, hot water and then, like, add some milk to it. I feel like lately I've been developing more of an accent. Like, I just caught myself saying milk, and I can't say I've noticed myself saying that before. But also, I was talking to my Spanish professor, and he was like, oh, before you do that, where are you from? And I was like, well, are you saying that because I have a little bit of an accent? Anyways, those are my life updates. I'm also listening too, because I like to do a little, like, you know, what's going on in my life? Like, what am I listening to? I'm listening to The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. And I'll be honest, I read the book, and I, like, for some reason, just was not comprehending it. And so I'm listening to it, and it's like it's the first time I've ever listened to it or read it. And so if things will happen, I'll be like, what? But I do also think I didn't finish it last time. I think, like, even though I, like, you know, read it, didn't comprehend it, like, I don't think I even finished it. But whatever, because the movie's coming out and I'm excited for that. Oh my gosh, what's the actress's name? Anyways, she's in it and I'm excited for that. Well, so that's a dress that I've been going for a while. Number one, I have, no joke, sat down and recorded at least two podcasts, two posts on separate weeks, and they just didn't, like, they didn't save. I had them, they were fully, like, there, and then they just, like, disappear, delete themselves, which is probably fine because I feel like both of them were kind of like ranty and like I just wasn't in my best moment. So I decided to like wild and crunk for some reason. Anyways, but I want like the last episode, which y'all obviously didn't see because it deleted, I was talking about like internet jokes that I think are taken too far. And I'm saying this because a lot of the time people like look at Gen Z and they're like, these wildly unfunny jokes, like where are they coming from? And I know a lot of my audience is not teenagers, you know, to say the least. No, I'm joking. But there's certain things like I even don't understand, and I think like some of them aren't funny, and that's kind of what I'm trying to, you know, explore today, because these are things that I talk about with my friends a lot and I get passionate about them, and I think it's interesting to explore. The one that's been I've been thinking about the most lately is, I want to say, because obviously I'm not the internet girl, you know what I mean, like there's a lot of things I fully don't understand, and that's kind of why I'm talking about this and being like, you know, hey, as someone who is part of this generation, I have no idea what's going on. But I know there was, I think it was all started by somebody like microwaved a honey bun, like the pastry that comes in like a honey bun. I'm assuming you guys know what a honey bun is. And he like heated it up and it got like so hot that it was like, you know, whatever. And obviously I could have explained this wrong, but I want to say then someone commented like, imagine throwing that at a homeless person, which disgusting. Just like, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it, like that is a gross thing to say. And then like, it just became this like joke that, and I'm not saying like this is something people are doing, but I'm saying that people are saying it as a joke, and I'm saying that's a dangerous joke to make because somebody is going to do it. And that is like truly evil. And I get passionate about those things because that's, number one, not that funny, to be honest. It's like all these things where it's like the homeless man like seeing like me throwing this at his face. And it's things like that where, I don't know, there's certain things people say that are like, you know, quote, edgy and whatever, and you know, it's shocking so you laugh. That's not even shocking so you laugh. It's a, okay, like someone's probably going to do that. And it makes me a little bit, I almost say, not a little bit, it makes me truly disgusted. And I think like, you know, I'm the first one to say this because I'm so sensitive, to be completely honest, but like, you know, some jokes are jokes and they don't need to be placed in, you know, the idea of reality, but this one does. And so that was like really frustrating to me. And none of these other things I'm going to be bringing up are like not to that level, but there's so many, you know, quote, jokes like that, that people make, and it's just not, it's just really not funny. Like, I can't think of any of their examples right now, but there's, like, so many, and it just feels like middle school humor, and to see people who are, like, old enough to know better, not do better, is like weird. The other one that like has been a thing lately, and there's even this like radio station that was talking about it, and you know, I even fall into this, and I've had to like, you know, change the way I think about this, but like the idea of girl math. For those who don't know, girl math is like explaining things in like a non actual way of like why you should spend money or why you should do this. And I think like such a funny idea, and I think like it truly does make sense, and I think you know, some women do think this way. But I think calling it girl math and being like, oh, this is a way that we're like dumbing down math isn't funny. Or there's a lot of videos now where it's like explaining, you know, political crises for the girls. And it's like, there is much better ways to explain it. And quite literally, they'll be like, this country has these lipsticks and they don't want to share with the other countries. And it's like, you, what? And it, like, it doesn't need to be that serious to be like, oh, is that all you think women can amount to? But it's like, it's not people who are trying to make fun of women a lot of the time. It's women like making these jokes, and to me it doesn't make sense, because it's like, what are you talking about? And the girl math is a little bit different. I think calling it girl math is funny, and I think a lot of the jokes that I mean, the way people explain things make sense. Like, for example, an example of this is like, you know, explain to me in girl math why I should like buy this dress, and the dress is $100. And it's like, well, how many times do you think you're gonna wear it? Oh, like, oh, you'll probably wear it like 10 times this year. Oh, so it'd be the same as, you know, buying like 10, you know, Forever 21 dresses that are going to, you know, fall apart. And like, this would be good quality, and you can probably wear this 100 times, and then it's only $1 a wear. Or things like that. There's ways of breaking it down to make it sense. And like, that to me, that to me is great and fun. But I think like adding the word, it's much less like the idea of like, you know, quote, girl math, like that, where they're explaining things, and it's more the like explaining, you know, war crimes for girls. And it's like, what is going on? It's such a like a silly thing. And I think now it's like, oh, you know, well, I'm just a girl, like being silly like that. And I think, like, to me, it's silly when I'm saying it to, like, my friends, and we all know we're joking, but then when I, like, say it, and someone's like, oh, yeah, you really are just a girl, it's like, well, I didn't say it like that. I actually meant it in, like, a, why do I have to, you know, do all these classes towards my major that like I signed up for and I'm wildly passionate about. Like, it's a silly thing, because in no way would I ever put that on myself. You know what I mean? I'm only saying that because it's like, oh, because I'm going to make myself study for 3 hours so I can get an A on this test. You know, things like that, where it's like, oh, you know, wish I didn't have to be doing this. And it's silly and it's lighthearted and it's not real, but I think some people are hearing it as that. And I think it's hard, because like, I think me saying it is funny. If I ever heard a 6-year-old girl say it, I would immediately cry and fall on the floor and be like, what have we done? What have we done to this next generation? You know what I mean? So, not the same. But yeah, there's just a lot of those, like, you know, jokes that people make that, like, aren't funny, like, in the least. And there's, like, there's so many, like, if we're looking at this, like, you know, kind of iceberg of, like, these unfunny jokes, like, these are very much the top, and I'm not going to get into, like, the deeper ones where, like, threats of violence come up, because I can't talk about that truly, because it gets me so emotional. And I think there's just, you know, there's nothing I can say to have those threats of violence kind of go away, and they're much more realistic to, you know, other people, including me, as, you know, as a young woman. But yeah, like, there's, like, and then, like plenty of jokes are like they're the person who is saying them is just being silly. A lot of these jokes, it's no one is looking at that and being like, oh, you know, mean, or like, oh, like a little bit weird. You know what I mean? No one's looking at those and being like, oh, weird. They're just, you know, they're just funny. Oh, you're reading too deep into it. And then there's like the jokes that people are realizing are bad. Like, I had this kid in middle school. He wouldn't call me by my name. He would just call me woman. And I was like, hey, don't do that. I actually don't like that. And I think at the time, to be completely honest, I just didn't want to be called a woman. I was like, I'm literally a girl. I'm literally 10 years old. Stop calling me a woman. But then, like, I think looking back, I was like, why? You know, and he thought it was hilarious. Everyone else thought it was hilarious. But, like, I didn't. And I think, like, those jokes that, like, make me uncomfortable or, like, you know, the jokes that we talked about just, like, make me think. And I'm like, well, you know, this kind of, like, oh, just a girl mentality. Or, like, people calling themselves a bimbo has been a thing. And I think a lot of my nose just, like, squeaked like a balloon animal. That was wild. Sorry. I'm sure the mic didn't pick it up. It was just, like, so startling. Anyways, I forgot what I was talking about. But, yeah, there's just a lot of those, like, well, okay, back on it. I just grew up being, like, called so sensitive to those things. And I think for a while it went from, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, for a while in middle school, it was like, oh, the worst thing you could be called was sensitive or, like, triggered or, like, a feminist. And it was, like, a lot of these things, it's like, you're not making a silly joke about blondes, you know, which could be seen as mean. And I'm like, oh, blowing out of proportion. You're, like, questioning my personhood and you're reducing me to an object. And I'm like, hey, I don't like that. And yet, like, that was the worst thing I could possibly do. And, you know, I mean, I think that's kind of going back to a time that's no longer my reality. But also things like that now where I'm not, like, when jokes happen, I'm not trying to be the one person that's like, oh, well, that's not funny. But I urge you all when there's not a joke, you know, when there's a joke that's not funny and it's hurting people, you don't need to laugh along. And number two, I think with those situations, if it's a group of people, like, I say pull them aside afterwards and be like, oh, you know, what did you mean by that? Like, that's my big thing, is instead of being, that's not funny, you can do, like, a, I don't get it. Like, why is that funny? And or, like, a, oh, you know, what's this? Because I had a kid, he just, like, wanted to push my buttons. Because I would, like, talk, like, you know, say things like, oh, I, you know, threats of violence against women aren't funny to me. And he just thought that was, oh, he just thought, how could I ever feel that way? How could I, as a young woman, not want to hear threats about my own safety on the daily? Oh, I can't believe him. But he would purposely push my buttons, and I just had to, like, you know, grow up and be like, okay. Like, you're going to regret feeling that way, someday. And I really thought I was the first woman to walk on the moon, truly. Because I read this quote one time, and I really do believe it. But I would quote it to his face, and he, I really thought I, like, you know, stuck it to the man. And he didn't think it was, like, it didn't affect him. But I'd be like, you know what? Like, one day you're going to realize that, like, you only respect women that, like, you're attracted to. And, like, that's not, you know, that's not respecting women. You know, for those of you who aren't on the internet, the direct quote is, respecting women you're attracted to is not respecting women. And I really thought I was in his face about that. And I was like, oh, This'll teach him. This BuzzFeed quote will also really show him who's boss. But yeah, like again, like it's such a swing from like threats of violence to like hurting people's feelings or things like that. But I urge you to think about the jokes you're making. And I'm not saying that I'm like, we need to be so aware of everyone in the earth. Like, yeah, we should, but, you know, that's a topic for another day. But yeah, just like, you know, noticing when jokes make people uncomfortable. And also, like, specific things like that, like, don't make threats about that. Like, that's kind of my thing, is don't make threats about children or, you know, those who are vulnerable. Like, don't. That, to me, isn't funny. Well, that's also a big thing now, is these jokes about, like, oh, these disgusting children. They're terrible. And, like, as much as, like, you know people are joking, like, when you see a kid that's, like, really annoying and there'll be a video of them, and then, like, you see the comments and it's all like, oh, if that was my kid, like, oh, we need to bring bullying back. Huh? It's never, like, a child who's actually doing anything wrong. Like, 9 times out of 10, it's a kid, like, expressing themselves and, like, being a little bit weird. And that's my thing, is I really want to see the long-term effects of kids not being allowed to be weird. You know what I mean? Because you're supposed to be a little bit awkward, you're supposed to be weird, you're supposed to figure out yourself, and now we have, like, you know, 11-year-old girls, like, having a full makeup routine. You know what I mean? And yes, that's not connected to, like, being weird. You can have amazing makeup and be the weirdest kid on the playground, but they're not able to be awkward or be weird or play. Like, they're under this insane microscope that was even a thing when I was growing up, but it's so much more for these kids. And it's like, as much as it's like, obviously your kids being on social media is a big thing, I would argue it's also the culture that's kind of changed. Ooh, pardon me. So if you have your kids being raised around kids who are, you know, having their weird stage, that's one thing. But like, this kind of like, I don't even want to say like it's this elegance girls have to have now, because that's not like the real term, because half the time, you know, not like it's a, they have to figure themselves out a lot earlier, and it's not a real figuring yourself out. It's abnormal to me to have to like be fully put together by the time you're like 11, when I like was learning songs from the My Little Pony movie. And that is in no way like talking about, you know, young girls as like, oh, well, you're wearing crop tops and I was singing My Little Pony songs. You know what I mean? Like, that was my journey and that was yours. And I hope that if you wanted to be singing My Little Pony songs, you could. I hope that it's, you know, able to be their choice. But it's a pressure. It's a certain pressure to like, and a lot of these things are like more appearance based, but it's a pressure to have to like, you know, go through the world presenting yourself a certain way that might not be who you are or things like that. I mean, obviously it's a big thing for like young boys too. I mean I've never been a young boy, but some of this like content that is surrounding them, or even if it's not surrounding them, it's surrounding their friends, and through that, like, it's affecting some of these other things. Like, we don't even talk about Andrew Tate, because that is wild, and those who don't know Andrew Tate, he has a lot of interesting opinions about women, and a lot of it is, like, you know, I mean, you can have, like, quote, traditional values, and be like, oh, you know, I want women to dress like this and do this, and it's like, okay, good for you. You know what I mean? But his go a little bit deeper in, like, why would you ever believe that you deserve love if you look like this way? Which we don't need another person telling us that. You know what I mean? My thing is, just keep that to yourself. You know what I mean? Some of those takes are like, there's going to be hundreds of people that agree with you, and sometimes that's a difficult thing to realize when you're having these, like, just because you have 100 people that agree with you doesn't mean that it's maybe the right thing. I'm not saying anyone's opinions are right or wrong, but I think sharing some of these opinions that are just, like, mean, you know what I mean? They're not, like, you know, I think men should be held to this standard, or women should be held to this standard. It's just tearing down people. Again, jokes that aren't funny. Well, I hope you guys thoroughly enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed talking to y'all again, and you know, end of my hiatus, I will be communicating with you guys more often if my microphone works this time. Well, I love you guys. I hope you're having a wonderful, amazing start to your weekend, and you know, I love you guys, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.